Shall we pray? Loving Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can come today in freedom to worship you. Pray, Lord, that as we sing your praises, as we look at your word, as we think about what you want us to do, that we would not squander a moment of it, not least for the memory of those who went to worship you today in Sri Lanka and are now with you in glory. Amen. I wonder why you've come this morning to church. Why have you come this morning? Put your hands up if you've come this morning because you're staying with somebody and you wouldn't normally go to church, but they've made you come. Nobody. I don't know so much. What about if you've come this morning because you're staying with somebody and you wouldn't normally come to this church, but you've come with them? Okay, there's two, three, just three. All the rest of you are regulars. Yeah, well, actually, looking around, a lot of you are regulars. Some not so regular as others, but there you go. It's good to see you. It's really good to see you. Okay, what about if you come this morning because you thought there might be hot cross buns and chocolate eggs? A lot more. Worryingly, all of those are regulars, which is a bit disturbing. What about if you've come this morning just because you always come to church? You always come to church, so why would you not? Some of you are not putting your hands up for that, which disturbs me, actually. Okay. What if you've only come to church this morning because it's Easter Day? You're allowed to put your hand up for both. That's fine. You don't have to wait for the one that applies, okay? Some of you haven't put your hands up at all. I suspect that's just arthritis. But there you go. Because looking at some of you who didn't put your hands up, I know that you've come here for more than just either because the rest of the family has come, because there might be chocolate or hot cross buns, because it's Easter Sunday, or because you normally come to church. You at least could have put your hands up for some of those, but you didn't. Not quite sure why you didn't. Maybe you thought I was going to pull you out. Hey? I'm not. You're okay. You can all relax today. That's fine. Why have we come today? Molly, why have we come today?
To learn more about God.
Fabulous, to learn more about God. Excellent.
Because it's Easter and Jesus died.
Do you know, you're fab. Both of you, what fabulous sisters. You must come from a really holy family. Yeah? I think so. I know your great gran and she's really holy. Yeah? Cheers. Fabulous. That's fabulous. Great answers. We've come here because Jesus died. But the thing is, at the end of this service, what do you want to get out of it? That's the hot cross buns. Yeah, hot cross buns. Did you put your hand up for the hot cross bun answer? You did. You're behind my eyesight. Well done. What do you want to make the difference of today? Well, on Good Friday, we were all here. Were we all here? Not everybody was here on Good Friday. That's okay. You were probably at a different church. So on Good Friday, we were all here, and we were thinking about the cross on which Jesus died. If you didn't know, Good Friday is the day we remember Jesus dying upon the cross. And when it came to the confession, where we confess our sins, I invited everybody to come up if they wanted to and to pick up one of the little slips of paper that were lying around that said, "Forgive me, Lord," and to take a slip of paper and to write their name on the back of it. And anything that they wanted to confess, they could have written their name on the back of. And thank you. You look like you need that. They were invited to come up, and they took a piece of paper, took a pen, signed their name on the back of the slip that said, "Lord, forgive me." And a bit like the confessional, maybe wrote something on the back, their deep, darkest sins and secrets, and then posted them in the boxes at the foot of the cross. It was very, very moving. And those people that I spoke to said how they'd found it a terribly convicting experience and a really graphic way of carrying their sins and their request to be forgiven to Jesus upon the cross. I thought we'd have a look at what they'd written. So I thought it would be quite fun today to open up what people had said and see what they'd said. Learn about your neighbour, I thought to myself. Break open the bricks in front of the tomb and see what those people sitting next to you had written on the back of their "Please forgive me, Lord" slip of paper. I can see some worrying faces. Unfortunately, we're not the Catholic Church, so it's not like the confessional. Okay, so it's not like, you know, if you tell me anything, it doesn't go anywhere, because I just think, you know, share and share alike. It's more fun, isn't it? You don't feel so daft and so rubbish, a Christian, if you find out that everybody else is struggling just like you. So I thought we'd have a look at what people had written on the back of their "Please forgive me." What do you think? What kind of things do you think we'll find on the back of their slips of paper?
Writing.
Writing, yeah. What kind of things do you think we have to say sorry to God for?
About our sins.
What might they be? Chocolate before breakfast. Do you think that's a sin? No, I don't think that's a sin.
Doing bad things
and thinking bad things. Well, shall we see what's on the pieces of paper that people have written, "Please forgive me, Lord," on? Okay. You ready for the first one? Yeah? Ready for the first one? This one. This is Chris Bates's. Stand up, Chris. Stand up. There you go. Okay. Hey, this is Chris Bates's, what he said. It says, "You are forgiven."
Thank you.
This is yours. It says, "You are forgiven. You 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 are forgiven." Suddenly, all those things that we wrote on Good Friday, "You are forgiven. You are forgiven." Just when we thought it was going to be so awful and somebody was going to read our name out and say to us, "You are forgiven. You are forgiven." You see, when... Oh, sorry. You see, the thing is, that when we get to Easter Sunday, are you short of one there? When we get to Easter Sunday, the cross has transformed our confession. Are you right in the back corner there? Did you get any over there? There we go. The cross has transformed our sins and our asking forgiveness into forgiveness. It's gone from being a whole load of little grey slips of embarrassed paper, little thoughts that we think, how ever am I going to get over this? What is God going to do with this? What I feel is so awful. The things I've done make me feel so bad. How am I ever going to be set free from this? And it's the cross. It works its magic on our sins. That magic is Jesus' death and resurrection. And so everything that's grey and everything that's dark and everything that's difficult and everything that's painful and everything that loads us up with guilt at the cross is transformed into bright, wonderful resurrection forgiveness. And it's there for each and every one of us. You may not have been here on Good Friday, although there were plenty of us who were. And you may think, I didn't have a chance to write that piece of paper. I didn't have a chance to put my name on the back of a piece of paper. What does that mean for my forgiveness? It may be that you sit here this morning and you think, I don't even know that I need to be forgiven because I'm not really very sure what the vicar is on about, this whole business of sins and forgiveness. But we each of us know when we've done something wrong. We each of us know when we've offended somebody. We each of us know when we've not done something that could change somebody else's life. We know when we've been unkind to somebody. We know when we've been unjust to somebody. That's what we're talking about, because each of those things is an offense, not just to those that we're hurting or those that we've ignored, or not just an offense when we've looked after ourselves first, but they're an offense to God, who is love, and who created us in beauty and this world in loveliness. And it's the things that we do that spoil it, that are sinful, that separate us from him, that make us apart from him. Maybe that you're sitting there thinking, well, I don't know what to do with that. Easter is the time where we know we can take, we're reminded that we can take those feelings, those things that we've done, and give them to God through his Son on the cross. We can place them at the foot of the cross, and he transforms them through his resurrection to beautiful, bright, wonderful, eagerly given, generously distributed forgiveness. Each and every one of us here today can take one of those slips of paper. There's more than enough. They'll be lying around the floor for a little while yet. Well, maybe not, because you'll have to get in quick because Immy needs a lot of forgiveness. You happy there, love? Yeah. There's one for each one of us. You can take it today and you can look at it and you can think, do you know, I can be set free from the things that weigh me down. I can be made new. I can have hope where I don't have hope. I can have a future where I'm not sure what the future will be. I'm not sure what will happen when they close the lid. Where do I go then? Today, with that slip of paper that says, you are forgiven, you get the promise that God gives to each and every one of us on Easter morning, and then every single morning afterwards, since Jesus rose again on the first Easter Sunday. We read in all sorts of places in the scriptures. We read in Hebrews 10, we read it in 1 Peter 3, and we read it in Romans 6, that Christ died for everybody. Everybody. So that everybody would know that their sins are forgiven, so that everybody could know they can be set free, so that everybody could know that they don't have to be frightened that somebody will come along at the end of their days and say, right, let's have a look at what you did wrong. Let's take it all out and let's have a see and let's go through it piece by piece and nitpick at it. And now, what waits for those who turn to Jesus is a slip of paper, is the sentiment that says to each and every one of us, Christ died on the cross and rose again that your sins might be forgiven, that you might be set free, that everlasting life would be yours for the asking. We're going to pray in just a second, but I hope everybody has got a slip of paper. Has anybody not got a slip of paper? Put your hands up if you haven't got one. I'd love you to have one. Immy, can you do me a favor? Everyone who's got their hands up, can you give them a slip of paper? I know you've been collecting them, but there will be more. Yeah? Can we give them out, kids? Yeah? Can you give some out? Hands high so the kids can find you, please. And if there's somebody next to you who's got a spare, if you'd like to give it to someone who's got their hands up, put your hands up high. In that back corner, Immy, over there. Right in the back, no, this way, sweetheart. Right over in that back corner there. Loads of people with their hands up. Quick as you can. Quick as you can. There we go. Anybody still not got one? I haven't got one. There's one on the floor that she missed. Okay. Everyone got one? People sitting in the back corner on the sofas, have you got one? Everybody down there? Lovely. Okay. I want you to take hold of your slip of paper. And I want you to hold it in the air. When we came on Good Friday, I'm guessing if I'd given everybody one that says, "Please forgive me, Lord," and asked you to write your name on it and hold it in the air, not everybody would. Because it's a shameful thing knowing that we're doing things wrong. Today, we are forgiven in the power of Jesus Christ, who died and rose again, that we might be free. Keep it in the air, and we'll pray. Loving Lord Jesus, we claim your forgiveness today. We know the power of what you did on the cross, dying and breaking the bonds of death and rising again to new life. Lord Jesus, we have said we are sorry, and now we claim your forgiveness and all the joy and freedom that that brings to us. Amen. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.